This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Assistant Professor, Extension Soil Health Specialist, Carlos Perez. And Carlos, diversifying weed acres with cover crops is a hot topic. I know you've done extensive research in this area. What can you tell us?
When we're thinking diversifying and intensifying as well, we really need to think on what is actually possible here in the Northern Great Plains. And to get started with this conversation and to understand what will be realistic, I did some data analysis where I looked into average date for harvest of the major crops in North Dakota to understand what was the post-harvest window before the first killing frost in central North Dakota. So we use our end-on stations to come up with this date. And when you start looking into these numbers, you see that you don't have a large window between the first killing frost to have those cover crops after a crop in there. So wheat is a really great crop to have in rotation, and it provides a lot of agronomic and environmental benefits as well because it allows for cover cropping. And then after looking to these numbers, we started to do some research to understand and create strategies that farmers could really use in their system.
All right, good stuff, Carlos. Hey, more on research trials when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered with auctions coming up across the upper Midwest, including farm and ranch retirement auctions and heavy equipment auctions in Kramer, Flasher, New England, and Crosby, North Dakota. Moorhead and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, our live online upper Midwest September auction, and Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Don't miss the Southern Dakota pre-harvest equipment auction in Worthing, September 11th. For more information and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions, log on to pfeiffers.com.
Some careers change lives. Some skills open doors. American Sign Language does both. At Minot State University, you'll learn from deaf, CODA, and certified interpreter faculty and connect with deaf mentors in a flexible program with on-campus or online options. Prepare for an in-demand career in sign language interpreting. You can also add an ASL minor to any major and expand your ability to connect with people, communities, and future employers. At Minot State University, your future speaks volumes. Visit minotstateu.edu.
Talking weed acres with Carlos Perez. And Carlos, tell us about your research trials.
So we interseeded cover crops into wheat. So when wheat was flowering and also right after harvest to understand how much biomass we could actually get. When I say biomass or how much growth from the cover crops we could get. And we identified great opportunities in there. Both systems worked really well, especially when we broadcast hairy vetch and turnips into wheat when it was flowering again, fixed 10.5. If you wonder in terms of growth stage, and we got close to 3,000 pounds of biomass. Mass with a lot of weed suppression potential there.
Good stuff, Carlos. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by American Sign Language at Minot State, by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, and by Van Hook Territorial Inn near Van Hook, Lake Sakakawea.